Hi there, folks. Welcome to Stinchfield, the podcast. Happy 4th of July to you. I thought I'd do a little something different on the podcast today and talk about America and how much I love this country and really how grateful I am for not just this country, but for all of you and the people in it. I mean, Americans are the greatest people on earth. This is the most exceptional nation on earth. Yes, we've got our faults, but by and large, we are still the best nation in the world, and there is not another place on earth that I would rather live. And so I want to celebrate America in this podcast. I scoured the internet. I tried to find some patriotic moments. I tried to find some poignant quotes from everyday people that we really need to think about on this July 4th, our nation's birthday. When our founding fathers said, you know what? Ragtag group of farmers and shopkeepers and small business guys said, we're going to push back against an evil, tyrannical government that is oppressing us. And that Declaration of Independence, man, oh man, it set us on a course to be the greatest nation in the world. And we have held that title for a very, very long time. So let's get the show started, folks. This is Stinchfield, the podcast. A special thanks, of course, to my friends over at the wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT. You got to get these prescription medication kits on hand. I've got ammunition. I've got food. I've got water. Yes, we're the greatest nation in the world. Doesn't mean shit can happen. And it can. So be prepared. Drugstores closed, cyber attacks, natural disasters, who knows what else. You got to have these medications, including ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and so many more on hand with a guidebook to show you how to use them to keep your family safe. twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT, and I promise you, you won't regret it. All right, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, welcome. So I told you I would find little tidbits on the internet. And I found this. Bunch of people trying to raise the flag on the beach. This is what summers are about in America, as they unravel that flag and it just looks absolutely perfect. That's the kind of thing that makes America great. The people, the patriotism, the love of this country. Certainly we have people in this country that don't love this country. I do. I wouldn't do what I do for a living if I didn't love this country with everything that I have. And I'm so grateful to the people that make this country great. That's all of you. And of course, our first responders and members of the military and all of them as well. But a special thanks to all of you on July 4th, because it is patriots that make this country so great. So I went through and I said, let me find some great moments. And why not kick the show off with singing the Star Spangled Banner and a member of our military doing it in a very special place, impromptu? Again, this is what makes America great.
What's so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare above bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, stop.
Now, what better way to start off a podcast on July 4th than with that young lady singing the national anthem in what looks like a state capitol for all to hear? And the Capitol building there, I mean, just unbelievably great. And so these are the kinds of things that I wanted to play for you today to help remember what this country is all about. Now, we certainly have our problems, and we certainly have to pay our own. We've got to do our own part to make sure that we solve those problems. And so let me just say this. As I look at America, and I look at the idea of opportunity for all, this is about equality, not equity, but equality, where everyone has equal opportunity. This is the only country in the world that I know of. You can fail miserably and you can get back up and you can go get it and you can succeed the heights you never thought possible. That after failure. This is also the country where you can succeed right off the bat and go to even greater heights than you ever thought possible. This is the country where you can come out of the worst position possible and live the American dream. This is the country that I believe, well, I love America so much that I'll never stop fighting for it. And I watch the destruction of it right before my eyes. I watch what Joe Biden does to it. I watch the socialists. I watch the communists. I watch them try to fundamentally change this nation. And I'm just not going to let it happen. And I'm not going to let it happen for people like this. I found this news report and I thought it was pretty cool to play on the 4th of July.
From Boston, this is a retired Marine Staff Sergeant Jose Luis Sanchez, who lost the lower part of his left leg serving in Afghanistan, completes the Boston Marathon, carried the American flag the entire race, finishing in 5:46:13, raising money for soldiers wounded in combat. The flag he's got with him, sent to him by his patrol unit, had inspirational messages written to him as he recovered in the hospital. Truly and sincerely, spectacular stuff there.
It really is. Like, that's amazing. The guy lost his legs in Afghanistan. He's got the American flag. For us, he lost his limbs, and he's still holding that flag high, as proud as could be. And look at him. He's a beast in shape like that. We owe him a debt of gratitude that cannot be repaid, of course. But again, he also did something else for me right there. Besides fighting for my freedom overseas, he's like restoring my faith in this country as I look at some of these stories. And I think to myself, one of the things that makes America so great is the resolve of the people. I have watched the human spirit do unbelievable things. When people suffer great tragedy and they think there's no way they could come back from that, or you see somebody go through something like losing a loved one or a son or a daughter, losing a wife, losing a parent, and you think, how am I going to survive that? Or being a victim of crime, or losing limbs. And the human spirit always comes out strong. And then you look at tragedy, and you see that every tragedy that unfolds, whether it's a kid that sadly dies of cancer, and it never should happen, and I don't understand why it happens, but it does. And you look at that, and then you see parents start an organization that raised millions and millions of dollars for this cancer, and they come up with some kind of a cure or a treatment or something. And some great, great, great thing comes out of tragedy. Nowhere in the world does this happen as much as it does in America. It's because of our human spirit. We also get angry, folks. We get angry when things aren't going right. I'm going to play for you a clip of a guy I found who's angry about the future of America. He's a black guy. And he's got some surprising words, and I want you to hear them. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile, what a day for July 4th. This is the day. If you're going to sign up for Patriot Mobile, do it today. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They're fabulous. Customer service, is great. All U.S.-based customer service. You get one phone with two lines and two networks. Okay? No other cell phone company can do that for you. One phone, two lines, two different numbers, two networks, so you're always prepared. They are great, and believe me, when you're putting some of your money to Patriot Mobile, they're putting some of that money to the causes that we believe in. Second Amendment, First Amendment, talk about our veterans, our first responders. They're pushing America in the right direction. So call them at 972-PATRIOT. Use that promo code GRANT for free activation, 972-PATRIOT, and you tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. All right, I told you I'd play you this guy who's gotten, he's a little angry, but that's okay because this is patriotism. Spreading the word to take the country back.
Well, else if you don't like America, okay? Because this shit ain't about you. I'm black. I don't even know white people. This shit ain't even about me. This is about America. We've been losing on every fucking thing, on everybody's money across the world, but nobody don't owe us shit. China's stealing all our intellectual properties and selling to the rest of the world for pennies on the fucking dollar. We losing. This man trying to stand up for the country. We can fix the rest of this shit later. First, we got to save the motherfucking ship. The ship has been sinking. Has been sinking. He's trying to put a Band-Aid on it, fix them up, save the country. Then we can fix this racism shit and all this other shit that y'all keep crying about. It's time for patriots to stand up. I'm a fucking patriot. I love America. I love the freedom that it gives me here. Yeah, we got racism issues, but that's not the biggest issue. People don't understand Trump supporters is about one thing, America first.
So I love that guy. Now, I know he uses a little salty language, and I always apologize for you when we use salty language on the podcast. And if you got kids listening to this, you know what? Even though it's salty language, I think you need to have your kids listen to that guy because he literally tells it like it is. Our country's going down the tubes, but we need patriots to rescue it. President Trump is one of them. You are one of them. I am one of them. He is one of them. Together, there's nothing that can't be done. That's this guy's message, albeit with some salty language. Who cares?
I mean, we don't want to hear about your racist shit. We want to hear about your fucking Mexicans. We want to hear about your fucking transgenders and none of this shit. We want to talk about America first. And right now, we are winning. We are respected in the world right now. Okay, we're making money. People know not to play with us. Trump's number one job is commander in chief of our military. People say, oh, Trump want to start a war. Where the fuck is the war? He squashed the beef. You hear me? Squashed the beef. North Korea, no, don't fuck with us no more, little rocket boy, because we will smash your ass. Take real balls to do that. She ain't playing with these people.
And see what I'm saying? So this was obviously shot back when President Trump was still in office. And think about where we've come now. We're not even close to being in that position where we were when President Trump was in office. We've got inflation through the roof, all these things that we're struggling with. And we as Americans see our nation just disintegrating before our eyes. But we're just a few months away from the promised land of getting President Trump back. And as that gentleman says, America first. So in many respects, you know what makes America very, very special? I told you it is the people. You think they can do this in other countries? That's America right there. You better believe it is. Yeah. This is why I play it for you. It just makes me happy. Makes me happy watching this guy, right? I mean, look. I need to learn how to do this. This is called summer fun. July 4th, summer fun. Yeehaw! Try that, France. Try that, Italy. Try that, China, North Korea, Iran, Ukraine. By the way, I love his white cowboy boots. White ones he's got. So, again, these are the little things I wanted to go through as we talk about America today. If you're listening on the podcast, that was basically a cowboy doing about as great a cowboy dance as you could ever imagine. Now, do we have problems? Yes, we have problems. One of those problems is we are taxed too much. And I saw this gentleman. He's down and out about America. I'm going to play him, though, because I want him to know you wouldn't have posted this video if you didn't love America. Okay? This is him talking about taxes, and he really raises a great point.
You know, I love when I hear people say America is the greatest country of all time. Welcome to America, where if you spend it, they tax it. Where if you earn it, they tax it. If you save it, they tax it. If you invest in it, they tax it. If you build it, they tax it. When you sell it, they tax it. If you live in it, they tax it. If you drive it, they tax it. If you eat it, they tax it. If you give it away, they tax it. When you die, they still tax it. And here's the best part. After they take all this money from you people, they just give it all away. Welcome to America, aka the home of the overtaxed and the land of the modern day slaves. Soon all of you people will have absolutely nothing. Mark my words.
Well, I sure hope that's not the case, but I think raising awareness to the problem with taxes, think about it, what he just said. You spend it, you get taxed. You earn it, save it, invest it, build it, sell it, live in it, drive it. If you give it away, you get taxed. If you die, you get taxed. We are the most taxed nation probably in the world. We're going to have taxes some way. I mean, you got to fund the government, right? You can't have a world with no government. But we're spending on things that we shouldn't be spending on. That's one of the reasons why we're taxed in so many places. We're doing things outside the role of government, which is why we got to get back to a president who understands the core functions of government. The rule of law, making law so it's not the Wild West. The free flow of commerce, which would be infrastructure. And then, of course, our national defense. That's it. Free flow of commerce, national defense, and then laws so it's not the Wild West. We shouldn't be in the business as a federal level, in the business of education, environmental protection. All that can go handed down to the states. We shouldn't be in the business of all of these things that we are. All of it can go down to the state level. All right? And so he is right. You need taxes, but you don't need to be overtaxed. And right now, the way he spells it out certainly feels like we are overtaxed. But let me give you some hope, because people love this guy. And I'm confident President Trump is going to be the man, okay? Here he is, just a little example of how much they love this guy.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
See, the president gives a young black lady a hug. They're in some, I don't know whether it's a restaurant or a community center or something, but they love this man. He is out and about with the people. That's why I'm hopeful on July 4th. So again, folks, we live in a country with the greatest people, with the smartest people. We know how to innovate. We're filled with entrepreneurs. And yes, we're filled with leaders. Now, not everyone's a leader. We need followers in this world. We do. We need some followers. What we can't have are people who don't critically think. And sadly, that's what's increasing in America. But we still, the core of this nation are critically thinking, patriotic Americans that make this country the greatest nation in the world, and they believe it, and I believe it. So let me leave you with just a little bit of fun, okay? This was a song I saw that Don Jr. posted about Joe Biden, or by Joe Biden, or sung by Joe Biden, however you want to say it.
Going to be, my mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What I can't remember.
I'm gonna lose track.
My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on here?
Where the hell are we?
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. What am I doing here?
My mind's going blank now.
Where am I headed? I keep forgetting I'm present.
Where am I?
No idea.
Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone.
Rapidly rising.
COVID has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's lives
reflected in the A-N-H-E-I.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was inflicted in a brigade of seas building Titan gates of Putin's kleptocracy.
NATO's purpose is to defend against aggression. Let me make that near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway...
My mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What I can't remember.
I'm gonna lose track.
My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on here?
Where the hell are we?
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I think, is the idea that the political coverage.
I want to thank and recognize Dr. John Kingerson.
I can't get this to function at all.
My mind's going blank now.
What's happening?
What, I can't remember. I'm losing track. My mind's going blank now.
What are you talking about?
What the hell's going on here?
Through the door.
My mind's going blank now.
I can't remember.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
What am I doing here?
My mind's going blank now.
Where am I headed? I keep forgetting I'm present. Where am I?
No idea.
His mind's going blank now. His mind's going blank is right. Oh, man. Is that not good or what? That, folks, actually gives me hope for America because we got President Trump around the corner. So, again, be grateful for what we have. Know that we have a system set up, built on the tenets of the Bible, into the Constitution, that spell out our rights handed down by our Creator. And we have a system that allows us to protect those rights. That's the greatest God-given gift we may have. Is that our founding father set this country up so it's very difficult to tear it down. Now, Joe Biden has done it in record time, but you can't take it all away from us because of the system that is America, because of the Constitution, because of all of you, because of our exceptionalism. So happy 4th of July. Celebrate the birth of America. And you know what I say? Let's celebrate the rebirth of America. The America First America. But we're making this country great again. Thank you, President Trump. All right, folks, don't forget grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 is the social media handle on just about all the social media platforms, except for TikTok, where it's not Grant Stinchfield. Little joke there. And grantstinchfield.com is the website. God bless you all. I hope you have a great 4th of July. And we'll see you. Real America's Voice Show. We got a decent little show for you tonight. 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Stinchfield's Army Rolls. Thanks for watching, folks.